Hallelujah, praise God. Welcome to another exciting moment with the Lord. And I believe that God is changing somebody's life for good. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tonight we'll be looking at divine favor. But before then, let's lift up our voices and appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for His faithfulness over our lives, for His grace, for His mercies. Go ahead and appreciate Him and say, Father, we give You praise. Blessed be Your name. Lego zabraga dabala shapa radia kasaba manates. Leke bombresh kataya. Lord, tonight we are set for an encounter. Touch our lives, transform our lives, transform our destinies by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's isaminate. Go ahead and speak to the Holy Spirit and tell Him, Lord, the Lord tonight, give me an encounter that will transform my destiny. Give me an encounter. Until you experience the power of God, you will continue to remain in darkness. It will not be the fault of God, because the power of God is available. But it takes a demand on the power. It takes a hunger, a desire for God to do something in your life. That is when God will release the abundance of His power for a drastic change in your life. Lift up your voice tonight and say, Father, touch my life. Holy Spirit, visit me tonight. I am not just here to waste my time. I'm not listening to this message to waste my time. Transform my life. Like toko baga yaga da ba da ga da ba da ga da. Esuke lika rato sabaya. Mezu temina teko so brende koske balada. Raga da ba da ga da ba la ga da ba da ga dia. Zegedia kabalada do shababambele koske baradia shai. Oh Jesus, tonight visit us. Take all and take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Tonight we'll be looking at the subject of divine favor. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 52, it says, and Jesus increased in stature and in favor with God and with man. Notice that the Bible says favor with God and with man. So favor proceeds from God before you will be able to experience favor with men. A lot of people go about looking for who will help them without engaging God on the altar of prayer for Him to help them. Of course, you know, when God favors a man, human beings are bound and they are under a compelling force to favor you. Why? Because the heaven has proclaimed it. The signature of heaven is upon your life, so no man can resist you. Very important. So, favor is divine acceptability against earthly resistance. Favor is divine acceptability against earthly resistance. So when God's favor is upon the life of a man, the devil cannot resist that man. Systems cannot resist that man. Men cannot resist that man. When wherever that man goes, doors will begin to open for that man. The reason why so many people are experiencing closed doors, everything closed, so many things not working, is because the favor of God is not sufficient in their lives. The moment the favor of God is at work in your life, you will begin to experience progress beyond earthly comprehension. And tonight I pray for somebody, any yoke of this favor in your life, it shall break by fire. Break by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Whatever spell of this favor, whatever perfume of this favor the devil has launched on your life, launched on your destiny, launched on your business, launched on your career, today it expires by fire. Expires by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, my Father, do not visit me and turn my story around for good. Lakatoko soko peke tuga baleke tubeleke dabarada. Malie sana. Iteli katobiada. Labomene toko buleke teke peratiasa. Leke teke teke tebeleka subiagada. Ile teke toko balayenosia. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We're going to be still praying and speaking to God. There was a man in scriptures called Joseph. Joseph was a man that had the sufficiency of favor upon his life. The Bible says anywhere he entered, he was always favored. Now, one of the things that favor does in the life of a man is that it gives him access to where people cannot ordinarily go. Favor is divine likability that defies human dislikability. So it's very important. So you must understand that what you need in life is not begging men up and down. It is sitting with God and settling your destiny with God. And when he settles your destiny, he releases favor upon your life. So you must notice, you will notice from the life of Joseph that one of the things that made him to be favored is because the presence of the Lord was with him. The Bible says, wherever he goes, it said, Joseph became this and that. He said, why? Because the Lord was with him. He went to Potiphar's house. Potiphar handed over the whole house to him, everything, whatever that concerned him. So all the affairs of Potiphar's house were handled by Joseph. Why? Because favor was upon his life. He went to the prison. The chief warder gave him the access. He made him the head of the prisoner. Why? Because there was favor upon his life by the reason of the presence of God he carried. So instead of walking about looking for people who are going to help you, begging people up and down, go into your closet and sit with your maker and say, Lord, settle my case now. It is urgent. Am I talking to somebody here? In the book of Genesis chapter 32, if you begin to read from verse 28, I believe the Bible says that Joseph, Jacob, he was already, he collected the birthright. And when he took the birthright, he went to Laban and spent about, 20 years with Laban. And the Bible says when he was coming back, Esau was coming to meet him with 400 men. Jacob was, his heart began to beat. He trembled. That is Genesis chapter 32. If you begin to read from verse 24, the Bible says, and Jacob was left alone. He said, and there wrestled with a man. He said, until the day breaking. He said, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, and he wrestled with him. That is, the angel of God, Jacob, was wrestling with him. In other words, Lord, I am tired with this matter. How can I be begging up and down? How can I be in debt up and down? How can my life be, as if my life is the only life the devil has found to inhabit? How can I remain in this situation? And he settled the matter with God. And the Bible said he wrestled with the angel, verse 26. He said, and he said, let me go. That is, the angel was even begging him. He said, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go. That is Jacob speaking. Except thou bless me. Verse 27, he said, and he said unto him, what is thy name? He said, and he said, Jacob. And he said unto him, that is the angel said unto him, said, thy name shall be called, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince has thou power with God and with man, and has prevailed. That was the genesis of Jacob's prevailing in life. That was the genesis of his success in life. Now, Esau was actually coming to attack him with 400 men. But the Bible said when he came, the Bible said he wept. He and Esau, they wept on their neck. They cried and so on and so forth. And they were weeping that they have not seen each other before. That is, if you read Genesis chapter 33, if you begin to read from verse 1 down, then, you know, you begin to, when you look at that scenario, the question is, what was he coming to do with 400 men? To welcome him? Somebody that is not up to, what's it called, how many were there that is coming to welcome him? No, he was coming for an attack. But the favor on the life of Jacob intensified. Now, when Esau saw him, he bowed to the favor that this man carried. Child of God, I'm telling you, what will make you to be relevant in destiny, what will make you to be relevant in places where you are not known, places where nobody knows you, it is the favor of God, divine favor falling upon your life. Tonight, I see a release of such dimension of favor. In the name of Jesus, Joseph was also favored. Why? Because he carried the presence of God. Now, that is what marks what I'm going to say now. It's good if you want to secure the presence of God, then you must have a good relationship with God. You can't be living in sin and you want to experience favor. You know, we are in a generation where iniquity prevails, and when you are a preacher, you are preaching righteousness, people look at you as if you are outdated. Can I tell you, the standard of God cannot be changed. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, they said, don't be deceived. He said, nevertheless, they said, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. He said, having this seed, he said, the Lord knoweth them that are his. He said, let every man who nameth the name of Christ, he said, depart from iniquity. You cannot have favor with God until you run from iniquity. Because the presence of God cannot dwell in the life of a man that is living in sin. Sin is fornication, immorality. Things that you know that is not right with God. Bride, living a life of lying and so many other things that does not glorify God. There are things that will chase away the presence of God in your life. Joseph carried favor because the presence of God was upon his life. Tonight we are going to be praying. One of the prayers we are going to be praying is the prayer of mercy. Psalm 102 verse 13, it says, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. They said, for the set time to favor her is come. Somebody needs divine favor, but before that favor will come, you need the mercy of God. That thing that you are doing that is making the presence of God not to be in your life, you need to change so that God can reactivate his presence in your life and cause his favor to come upon your life. When God causes his favor to come upon your life, he shines on you the light of his countenance. And when the light of his countenance is upon your life, men cannot resist you. It doesn't matter where you go. There may not be a room for you, but God, by favor, will create that room. No wonder the Bible says in the book of Proverbs chapter 18 verse 16, it said, the gift of a man maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. That gift is favor. The favor upon the life of a man makes room for him. Joseph, there was no position of a prime minister in Egypt, but because of the favor he carried, that position was created for his sake. I see somebody entering into a dimension that his life and destiny will change drastically. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every other name, I call upon you for mercy. If you are listening to me right now, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, and you know, I want you to pray to him, Lord, have mercy on me, come into my life as my Lord and my personal Savior. Go ahead and begin to pray for the mercy of God. Lord, let your mercy locate me. Ake toko bagaya. Eko do. Epatesha. Rakatoske baliata. Igumbele kosugu dugu 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 dugu. Epolo do. Epolo do. Mercy locate me. Mercy locate my family. Iya ya 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 gaga. Eko do 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 do. Eko do 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 do. Epapa po pepe ke papa daga. Ebran le shato. Beka sudia. Beka sudia. Beka sudia. Mercy locate me now. Iya ne. Of Jesus, we pray, lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, arise and favor me for the set time for me to be favored is now. Lift up your voice. Ekalatia sha kete 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 kash kete kadoya ikutododo ekutododo abashiato 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 ekokokokoko ekokokokoko epapapapapaparata ikatoko buloto ekokokokokomba etalia shoko. Oh God, arise. Show me mercy. Show me favor. Cause your favor to come upon my life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, before Joseph was favored before Pharaoh, the Bible says that he shaved his beard, he changed his garment. There are so many of us, we are going about, we are dressing in suit and tie, gowns and all manner of things, putting on perfumes and all, but in the realm of the spirit, we are putting on a garment that is not of God, a garment, an evil garment that is chasing away our helpers. Lift up your voice and say, my Father, as I pray now, any satanic garment, any evil garment of my life, let it catch fire. Any garment that is chasing away my helpers, akatoba ya gaga gaga, ekotototototo, fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, shakwa, epanya shakwa, daughter, let the garment catch fire, catch fire, yes, 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 yes. Somebody is being delivered now from that yoke of rejection. People just hate you. They hate you. They hate you. You don't even know why. Fire is settling the matter right now. In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray. Somebody needs to pray this prayer very well. Any masquerade from my Father's house that is chasing away my helpers, die. Are you ready to pray that prayer? Say, my Father, as I pray now, any masquerade from my Father's house, any masquerade from my mother's house, what are you waiting for?
that fire. Shakalabada. Shukotototododo. Shukotototododo. Atumba. Ikukum. Kukukum. Kukukukum. Kakakakakakum. Kakakakum. Ekakakakakakum. Atwa. Shukwatum. Ekakakakum. Somebody pray. Ayayayaya. Backwashondo. Itu bondo kumba. Ogo kumba. Gukun. Gukakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakakak
the name of Jesus we pray. Are you ready to pray this prayer? Say, Father, wherever I have been rejected before, I decree right now, let them begin to look for me. Let me tell you something. If people that are in the occultic world can call somebody's name, and then the person will answer and begin to do what they do, what they have seen, what about you that carry the Holy Ghost? Can I tell you something? Every power the devil is using to trouble the world today, it came from God. And the Holy Ghost is the administrator of God's power. He's the custodian of God's power. So if you carry the Holy Ghost, you carry power, sir. Acts of the Apostle chapter 1 verse 8, it said, thou shalt receive power. I say, yes, shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree, wherever I have been rejected before, some of you, you need to call the name of that company. You need to call the name of that person that needs to favor you, that person you have submitted proposal, or that person that is sitting to monitor your proposal that needs to approve that proposal. Call his name and say, in the name of Jesus, hear the word of the Lord. Favor me by fire. Look for me in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, wherever I have been rejected before, I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, let them begin to look for me. Let them begin to look for me. Last prayer you're going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever that is dead in my life, my business, my career, whatever that is not working, that is dead in my life. If you have those tools, you have the picture or whatever, the papers or whatever, after now, anoint that paper. I'm going to be praying in the name of Jesus. As you anoint that paper, that proposal, that picture of maybe your spouse that the devil is troubling, or somebody the devil is troubling that is sick, miracles shall happen. Miracles shall happen. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever that is dead in my life, whatever that is not working, any organ that is dead in my life, in the name of Jesus, I command them, come back to life. Begin to walk by fire. In the name of Jesus, decree that shall begin to walk. It shall begin to walk. It shall begin to walk. Bakatabaya. Leketeke brakatakada. Shaga. Shaga. Kotototo. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I speak over the life of somebody today. I decree in the name that is above every other name, where they need to call you, where you need to be favored. In the name of Jesus, on that the next 7 days, you will come with your testimony. I prayed for a man some years ago. That was 2020 or last year. I prayed for him. He lost his job and several other things that were working against him. We prayed and the favor of God came upon him. And he was called back to the same job. He became the assistant to the chairman of that company. And his salary was increased, I think, about 75% or so. And then the man who was against him in that organization was a Muslim. He was removed because one of the prayers we were praying, remove that man by fire. And I pray for somebody, anyone who is sitting on your favor, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if I be a man of God, in the next 7 days, they shall be removed by fire. In the name of Jesus, I decree favor over your life, favor over your business, favor over your career. That place where you need to be accepted, I pray now, the favor of God will locate you. You will be accepted. You will be called. Make sure you send your testimony. And I speak over the life of anybody sick. Under the sound of my voice, I take authority over hernia. I take authority over tuberculosis, leukemia. I take authority over glaucoma, syphilis. I take authority over terminal diseases, cancer, HIV. In the name that is above every other name, power. Ayagadagada. There is somebody who is listening to me right now. The power of God is coming upon you. That sickness is getting out of your body. Get out. That cancer, that lump in the breast, get out. In the name of Jesus, I decree supernatural healing right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for what you've done. Blessed be your name. Can you go ahead and give him praise? Give him the glory, give him the praise. You will testify. Your testimony is the next, in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. You can, to further this, you can get more details in my book titled How to Connect with Destiny Helpers. You can search it on Amazon using David E. Ochai, or you can use the same title, or you can just search on Google How to Connect with Destiny Helpers by David E. Ochai. It will link you to the Amazon account where you'll be able to make purchase of the book. God bless you. I see you again next time, and God, the next time I'm going to hear from you shall be good news. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Glory to God.